Have you ever felt let down by somebody who claims they follow Jesus? Maybe they said all the right things, but their actions didn't match their words. Okay, let's strip it all down and let's look at who God really is.
3, 2, 1.
Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name is Fernanda.
My name is Marlon.
And I'm Jose.
Yes! Yeah. We are back!
The what? Boys are back.
Yeah!
Copyright.
Oh. Okay, guys. I'm going to ask you a question right off the bat.
Ask away.
What makes you trust someone's character? Like, what does somebody have to do to make sure that they get your full trust? Like, you're like, oh, okay, that person's solid. Jose.
As long as they don't do dumb stuff. Oh, as long as they don't risk their life doing some really dumb stuff, then
okay, they're
cool with me.
So, their actions.
Yes.
Mm. Okay. Marlon.
I feel like acts of service. So, you know, if you want to give me, like, a four-finger combo.
You know? What about a Kenyak?
A Kenyak.
Like, they get me a Kenyak.
Oh, that's friend. How you know. Yeah.
So, but
without, like...
I love y'all so much. We will not be eating food right after this. But I do love y'all. What about words? Like, some people, like, what people say and believe, it's very important for them to be like, okay, I trust this person or I do not trust this person.
Oh, yeah. Like, whenever someone's, like, for example, at work, whenever someone's training you, it's, like, how they talk to you, I notice. Because sometimes people be like, they kind of just let you go or they kind of are a little rude. And then you have people that, like, tell you a certain way how to do things, and if you get it wrong, they're like, it's okay, you know, hey, it's okay, just do this and try it again and you're good. But some people are like, you did it again wrong. Like,
I'll be like,
yeah. So I think for me personally, like, it says a lot about people, how you treat others, how your words affect people.
So consistency with their words and actions. You should be
bars.
That's what I was expecting. You usually say bars. Okay. But has someone ever said they cared about you, but they acted completely like opposite of that?
Fake.
Yeah.
Fake.
Like, they're like, okay, yeah, you mean so much to me, but like they literally. Let's say.
Well, they would trade you in for a 4-piece chicken nugget meal from McDonald's.
What is it with food today?
He started it, and I'm hungry.
Did y'all have lunch today?
I had Chick-fil-A.
Oh. I had some cookies and milk.
A 12-count chicken nugget meal is not going to feed a grown man like me.
I had nukes today. Also, thank you, Ms. Glenda, for buying my lunch today.
See, she's trustworthy.
See, there you go. Her actions matched her words. She literally said that I'm always on her mind, that she's praying. She's currently discipling me. So her actions and words are matching. But what about someone that they say they cared for you? Has that ever happened to you? Maybe it's a boss or someone that's training you. They say, oh, I have the best interest. I'm training you to be the best. But they're not helping you whenever you mess up. That could be an option. Maybe it's a friend. They say they care about you and that you mean so much to them in your life. Like, for them. Like,
no.
Whoa.
For you.
Yeah. That. You know what I'm trying to say. And all of a sudden, it's their birthday and they don't even invite you to their birthday party.
That's,
like,
yeah, that's crazy.
Like, that's like, oh, are we friends?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a friend and we would, at recess, we would like always play soccer, right?
Uh-huh.
In middle school. And so we would always.
Middle school days.
Yeah, we would always play soccer. And every time we're like, hey, bro, I got you. Like I'm going to pass you the ball. Like, we're gonna play together and whatnot. And then recess comes. We're a completely opposite team. And then he starts playing, like, aggressive.
Oh.
Like, you know, it's like, it comes aggressive, and then the next thing you know, it's like, hey, bro, I thought we were cool.
I thought we were good.
Like, nah.
Jose, do you have any, okay.
Well, no, we're I'm just cool. a chill guy.
Oh.
Well, Jose, I care about you.
Okay. Well, let me tell you that there's actually people out there that this is the way they feel about bro.
There's people out there.
There's people out there that they actually feel this way about God because they have the wrong understanding or the wrong idea because of the people that are following or say they're following God. Yeah. They're like, okay, God is a God of love, but then his followers are not acting loving in a loving way.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. Do you think most people form their view of God through culture, church, or personal experience? There's three options.
I would have to say personal experience.
Okay.
I would have to say one. Personal.
Why?
Experience. Well, because I feel like it ties all together. Because you could have, like, for example, grow up in a family where you go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like the culture of, you know, your grandma's always talking about God.
Yeah.
Your family goes to church. And that kind of forms, like, your personal experience about God.
Yeah.
And how you view it.
Yeah. Kind of becomes like a family tradition. Mm-hmm. Okay, Jose, what do you think?
I'd say
the options are culture, church, or personal experience.
I have to give it to personal experience too.
Okay.
It all depends what you go through.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And like the people that you meet and how they treat you. So that's normally like the main thing people like focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it might not really be God or doing that. It's just up a human, like just like you, but that just sticks with you.
Yeah, and maybe you said the people that are around you. That could be the culture of the people that are around you. Mm-hmm. Maybe your friends, your family have been mistreated, and that's why you just say, no, that's not for me. God is not for me because my people have been mistreated.
Yeah.
So I think that it could be both, like personal experience. What are you doing? Personal experience and the culture, like your experience within like the cultural aspect.
Yeah, like for me, when I was little, we would attend the, like a big church, I guess. It was like, I'm not sure if it was Catholic or not. I remember going to church, but obviously I was little, so I didn't understand much. Growing up, I had an understanding of God, but it wasn't like fully, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I remember one time where I got in trouble and I prayed to God. I was like, God, I'm sorry, like, please.
Don't let mom spank me.
I was like, please.
I know Jose did that.
I had a good amount of those. But, I was like, please don't do anything.
But I would, like, it was, like, it was not negative. It was not bad. It was kind of just neutral, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, would you say that you had a personal relationship with God at that point?
No, like, it was just kind of, like, neutral. Yeah. It was just, like.
Yeah. Yeah, you knew of his existence, you knew of his power, but you hadn't made the decision of being his follower.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me tell you guys that there are people that reject God or reject a version of God that doesn't even exist because they are basing God on the people that they see on earth. So for us to know who God really is, we need to look at his son, Jesus.
Jesus.
Exactly. We need to look at Jesus' life, his words, and his tone. I'm sorry. Are you laughing because I said exactly? You agreed with me, bro. It was like, I was like, okay, we're on the same wavelength.
I was laughing at the Jesus.
Okay, so let's go to Matthew 11, verses 28 to 38. It's literally a verse that Jesus says who he is. Okay, can one of you help me read here?
I got you.
Perfect.
Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Yes. Thank you, Jose.
Yes.
So who is Jesus speaking to in this Bible verse?
the people.
The people, everyone. Mm-hmm. Jesus is speaking to people who are burned out. To me, to you, to Jose, to Marlon. We don't know. He's talking to everyone here.
Everybody.
Like, maybe people that are tired of religion, people that are tired of life. And he offers rest. There you go.
A nap.
To catch some seas.
So let's break that Bible verse down. And let's see five qualities that we see of God's character. Yeah. Number one, Marlon.
His invitation.
Mm-hmm.
To show his love.
Yes.
He shows his love.
And we can see that in verse.
When it says, come to me.
Yes.
In the very first, that's the first thing he says. He says,
28.
Come to me. Straight up, like, come to me. And like you said, it's an invitation. It's not like a demand.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of like, come to me. Like, if someone says, hey, like, follow me.
Yes.
You have an option to follow or not.
Yes.
And it shows that, you know, he's loving and he's not pushing us, like, to follow him. He is there.
Yes.
And you choose if you want to believe or you don't.
Exactly. He's not saying, hey, you, if you are perfect, come to me. He is saying, you. This version of you, come to me. So we see his love and his welcoming spirit. Jose, can you read us number two?
Yes. God cares about our burdens.
Yes.
Yes.
We can see that on what part of the verse?
On verse, the second part of 28.
Yeah.
It says, all who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest.
Mm-hmm.
This is his compassion showing to all of us.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And he notices. It's basically saying that he notices. He knows when you are dealing with something, whether you're tired, you're stressed, you're anxious.
Hungry.
No. He notices. And he says, people, come. If you are tired, stressed, anxious, all who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. And then we can say that point number three is that we can see that God is gentle and he is humble. He says, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. So if the creator of the universe, he is the creator of the universe, he could do whatever he wants. Anything. Literally anything. He doesn't have to be loving and kind to us, but he chooses to love us. And he is telling us, yes, I have all this power, but I love you so much and I want to be there for you forever. Mm-hmm. Like, anytime you need me, come to me.
Yeah.
So we see how gentle he is. And he has the authority, but he loves us and has so much kindness to us.
Yeah.
Number four, Marlon.
His leadership, we see that he doesn't add to our burdens. He's not like that our boss, or he isn't like that one family member that gets on our nerves, or those bills that we have to pay.
Yeah.
He is light.
Them bills, bro.
you touch a point in his heart.
he's light. If we follow him, he's not going to add on to that. He invites us into being easy. His yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Yes.
He carries that for us, and all we have to do is lay it down on him, and he's inviting us to that there.
Yeah, he literally says, you are not alone. Don't do this alone. Give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, Jose.
All right. Rest for the soul equals God's faithfulness.
Yes.
It says in the Bible verse we read, it says, you will find rest for your souls. So this isn't just physical. He's not telling you, go take a nap. And like, I got you. You're going to feel like all rest up. No.
No.
It is deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a deep peace that reflects God's faithfulness and care.
Yes. Like he says, I care for you. Maybe you are trying to sleep at night and you can't turn your brain off. Have you had those nights? Sometimes I just can't turn them off in my brain. I can't turn it off. What do you mean?
Jose was thinking about that Cane's chicken.
And he literally says, I'm going to give you peace. whatever you're thinking about, give it to me. Rest in me. Know that I've got your back. So what do you think would happen if more people lived like Jesus did? With his traits, with love, mercy, justice, faithfulness.
Ooh, that would be good. That would be like you'd want to like interact with people. I feel like you would want to interact with people.
Yeah, a whole different world that we are living. Like that would right now, you see that we need Jesus. It's like outside the world is evidence that without Jesus, there is chaos, there is pain, there is destruction. But with Jesus, you are seen, you are loved, you are welcomed. And he literally carries all those heavy, like the heaviness that you carry. He can carry it with you, for you. That's who Jesus is. He is for us. So... Did I get you while yawning?
No, there's so many songs of what you're talking about.
Great bops, right? Yes. Mm-hmm. So today, I want to challenge you. Don't base your opinions about Jesus on people that are imperfect. The only perfect being is God. He will not fail you. People will. So, if you want to know more about who Jesus is and what it means to be a follower of Christ, how you can transform your way of thinking and what it actually looks like, let's be real. If you want to know, you can go to follow.lifeword.org. And in there, it's a free discipleship portal. It basically explains what it means to be a Christian, what it means to follow Jesus. And it's free.
Free 99.
And it's all done online. You can use it on your phone. You can use it on your computer.
You can do it anywhere.
Anywhere.
Everywhere.
Exactly. With your friends. Maybe you have other people that are still making a decision about Jesus. Use follow.lifeword.org. If you want to do it in Spanish, it's also available at follow.lifeword.org/Spanish.
Sure.
Yes. And we are so thankful for each and every one of you that takes your time to watch our videos. We love you guys. And we will see you next Friday.
Next Friday.
Yeah. Sure. Bye.
Bye.